Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this June 17th, 2010, Thursday edition. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. And part two of the interview we started last week with Lindsey Williams is coming up today due to listener request in the fourth hour. We're also going to be talking to a man, and I've got the charges here in my hot little hands, from We Are Change LA, who I know well, who I've interviewed before, who supplied us with powerful video. Bruno was in a court hearing trial and smiled and then frowned, the judge said, so he's facing terrorism charges. And the police manhandled him out in the foyer and then charged him with assaulting him. This is a standard operating procedure now. He's going to be popping in for about 30 minutes. A soon-to-be political prisoner, he'll be popping in for about 30 minutes in the middle of the third hour today from We Are Change Los Angeles. This could happen to anybody. You've all seen the countless videos. There was one that made national news a few months ago in Maryland where you've got some college students out walking and police and riot gear come up and beat them half to death and then charge them with assaulting them. And the teenagers, the college students, I think one was 19, one was 20, didn't even raise their arms. Now, raising your arm to block a baton is basically a weapon of mass destruction terror attack now, kind of like the Hatari militia's deer rifles were weapons of mass destruction. Well, now basically raising your arm is a WMD and is just an act of high treason. But even if you don't raise your arm, even if you stick your chin out and say, break my jaw for no reason, you are the state, you are government, you are God, raise my taxes, rape me, take everything I've got, you are still charged with assaulting a god. It's like in Ghostbusters, when Zool says, are you a god? And they say, no, then die. Are you a government employee? Oh, well, actually, no. Then die. Everything is ours. Government is growing like cancer racing, metastasizing to the body. Nothing can stop it. All right, I'm going to try to settle down, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me. Well, I watched Chris Matthews' Slimeball special last night, and I've got a big list of notes here I want to comment on that I wrote while I was watching it here at the office, working on a new film late. We had dinner while we watched it in the coffee room and greedily ate some frozen pizzas. Like good little slaves, all the rest of our money goes to taxes. We appreciate the sun shining, the grass growing, the birds tweeting thanks to government. But I did watch Matthew Slimeball, and it was the script. The script we got was the script a week and a half ago that was used in the television program, except that they did cut some of it. And I'm actually glad that they cut most of me out of the television show. I'm pleased. Because it's not the type of FaceTime I'm looking for with a tiny network with 500,000 viewers when he's on his highly rated programs like Slimeball. He's one of their top shows. Ooh, 500,000. Overnight, that network has about 20,000 people watching. You can go pull up the numbers from Nielsen and look at it for yourself. A small local talk station has more viewers than MSNBC on many days. But I'm glad that they actually cut me out. I guess they realized they were a little too liable doing it. The part where they go, Jones isn't calling for violence, but his supporters are probably about to shoot cops any minute. And that's what Jones is causing. Jones, he's linked to cop killing. That was cut out and some other stuff. So thank you, MSNBC. You did retract a bit of your script. I wonder if it being leaked caused that to happen.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Everyone's so upset over the foreign chairman of British Petroleum. He's not American, he's not British. Calling people the small people. What do you think the elites call you? They call you subhuman, bottom-feeding, useless eaters. What do you think Ted Turner, back in 1996, calls you at the press club? Years previous to that, at the press dinner, the White House press dinner, called you useless eaters, useless feeders. I mean, what do you think they're calling you? What do you think they think of you? They think you're a bunch of gullible, weak, soft, easily manipulated scum who are eating up their resources and that need to get off their planet. That's what the elite thinks of you. So everyone's mad at some foreigner who can barely speak English going, I'm very sorry for the small people. I know the oil is hurting you. Why is it okay to call somebody little people? The little man, but don't call you the small man. Yeah, the government can take more than half of the average person's salary in one tax or another. Oh, yeah, you're a blue-collar worker, you're paying around half. In one way or the other. They put out all these fake news statistics about, oh, right at half the American people pay no tax. Baloney. Baloney. You get paid less because your employer has to pay a bunch of taxes and has to match your FICA and Social Security. So you're paying around 15 to 20% depending on your tax rate right there. Then there's all the local taxes and the sales taxes and all the communications taxes and all of the environmental taxes, on and on and on and on. And now they want value-added taxes and financial VATs and carbon taxes. Oh, that'll fix BP that spent more than $10 million in the last decade honchoing global carbon tax initiative. And so now they're going to take $20 billion of pension fund money, put it in a hedge fund, invest it, and supposedly take the profits. It's kind of like a lottery. Oh, you get $5 million over the next 30 years. Paid out in payments. It's the same thing. And the media, left wing, right wing, it doesn't matter. The controlled media is saying this is the biggest issue in world history. They're saying it's Revelations, wormwood, and the ocean turned to blood, and a third of the creatures in it died, and everyone's running around quoting Revelations. It's the end. It's the end. They've had oil spills in the Middle East three times bigger than this. They've had oil spills in Indonesia twice as large as this. 3 years ago, they had one as big as this in the Gulf of Mexico, off the coast of Mexico, and it wasn't an issue. Oh, it hurt some of the fishing. It hurt some of the locals, but Mexico didn't even ban their people fishing it. Crude oil is not that toxic compared to the chemicals they're using to disperse it. Crude oil is highly biodegradable. Is it going to kill some manatees, which I like those sea cows. They're cute little sweet creatures, reentrance. Yes, it's too bad. Is it killing a lot of dolphins? Yes. But you go down to the Gulf Coast, dolphins are like mullet. Or hardheads. I mean, they're just everywhere. By the way, to talk about how ignorant people are, 3 or 4 months ago, I was down at the beach, and I was walking at night. I'd gone for a jog at sunset, and I was coming back, and some yuppies were coming out of their beach house, or actually beach house condominiums, and I was walking through the dark, and I was walking through the dark about 10 feet from them, and being domesticated, they were scared. And they said, "Oh." They said, "Oh, my gosh, you snuck up on us. You're trying to pickpocket us?" And I said, and I laughed, and they said, "No, I'm serious." See, they're scared of everything but big tyrannical government. And I tried to make small talk. I said, "No, I was going for a jog. I'm going over back over here to the beach house we've rented." They went, "Oh." And, you know, it was like three yuppie guys and three yuppie ladies. And I thought they were joking. And then they were kind of bowing up. And I was literally 10 feet from them in the dark by the beach. And there were cars driving by and stuff, and I didn't understand. I guess because they had an adrenaline rush seeing me in the dark, they decided I must be bad. And, you know, I was wearing jogging shoes, jogging shorts, jogging shirt. And I said, "Hey, you ought to go down to the jetty." It was about a mile and a half away. I said, "There's a bunch of green sea turtles down there and dolphins." And the woman laughed. She said, "There's no dolphins in these waters. It's too hot." I guess she thought whales, you know, are only in the Atlantic, are only in northern climes. They don't know there's equatorial mammals, whales, dolphins, subgroup of whales. I don't know why I'm digressing. I just had a flashback to this. I didn't argue with her. I shut up and because I'd stopped running. It was about 100 yards to the beach house, so I started walking, and I just kind of put my head down and started walking and heard the men making powerful grunting noises. They had driven off the enemy. See, there's all these facsimiles or all these shadows of men and shadows of women. Guys will bow up to somebody who walks up to the Coors Light area at the grocery store, and if some guy kind of butts in front of him to get the Coors Light, he might have a word with him. Or if somebody's walking through the dark after sunset on the beach, people get scared, they'll bow up. Or a guy will sit there with his Harley Davidson revving it, looking at the weak guy driving the minivan next to him, and he'll stare at him with a powerful look on his face and let him know that he's wearing his biker jacket, and you better watch it, little man. I'm not bashing people that like biker jackets and Harleys. I like Harleys, and I think the biker culture is cool, and I understand it. But the point is, that's not your manhood. Your manhood is being aware and being involved and not being scared of guns and not being scared of freedom and not being scared of property rights and not being scared of national sovereignty and not being scared of political correctness to the point of you won't speak up and get involved. That's what's important. That's what's patriotic. Not acting cool all day. But the point is, the Gulf Coast is just filled with big old green sea turtles and dolphins. You can go down there to, say, Port Aransas and stand any time of day on the jetties, and there are just dolphins everywhere. Everywhere. To the point of they're so overpopulated, it's destroying the fishing in the area because the dolphins are just gobbling everything up. So it's a terrible thing that this oil is out there. But it is a distraction. It is a distraction. It is a diversion from the fact that the UN is set to vote on crippling sanctions that will include an embargo, a blockade of Iran and goods coming into the country, non-military, which is under every charter historically and under current law, an act of war. And Iran is saying they will start boarding international ships, which will be an act of war, and it is off to the races. World War III is in preparation publicly right now with Iran. And this will not go like Afghanistan and Iraq. And we've got a public so timid that if you try to talk to most of your neighbors, they don't want to talk to you because they want to go in and watch SportsCenter, or they want to go in and take their Prozac or drink their beer or live in their own little world. We live in a country that's so strange that Americans are scared on the beach at night and will not talk to fellow citizens about dolphins and turtles and think it's weird if you try to talk to them back when they talk to you. We live in a country so in its comfort zone that the average American is scared of a gun. This is not the spirit. This is not the attitude that is going to save the country. A timid, crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you, forget that you are our countrymen. We need to be angry. That's why the media always says, oh, don't criticize anything the government's doing. Don't criticize all the communist rallies going on around the country, funded by the government. Don't criticize that or you must be a racist. That's meant to make you sit down and shut up. You're meant to be timid. You're meant to be cowardly. You're meant to be scared to talk about anything but what is acceptable. And what does the media say is acceptable? You're allowed to talk about sports, and you're allowed to talk about the weather. And I catch myself even doing it. If somebody's trying to talk to me at the park and they go past the weather, I don't want to talk to them because usually I'm already thinking about something and we're so busy in our daily lives and there's so much going on in our minds that we just want to do what's safe. But I tell you, more and more, I break my conditioning. I was in a CVS pharmacy driving home Sunday, and I go up to the counter, and the woman starts pushing flu shots on me. Now, I know full well that it was a hoax from the beginning, and now it's admitted it was a hoax. I know full well that for 2 months, even the government said there's no need to take the shot anymore because the H1N1 non-event pandemic, the hoax, is over. But the woman said, would you like an H1N1 shot? We have specials on them, getting rid of their inventory, of course. And I didn't go through that speech with her, and I said, no, thank you. Do you want a CVS card? And I said, no, thank you, pushing a tracking card. And then she said, do you want to give money to Lou Gehrig's disease, a dollar? And I said, no, thank you. And she gave me a condescending look and smacked her lips. And I said, listen, lady, I said, that H1N1 shot you want to push on me is linked to Lou Gehrig's disease and Guillain-Barre's. And she rolled her eyes, and I said, with my son standing right next to me, I said, it's on the insert. It causes neurological disorders. Don't smack your lips at me! And I raised my voice, and then I started preaching at her.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 17, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1238.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1271.33, 635.66 for a half ounce, or 317.83 for the quarter ounce. That's 1271.33, 635.66, or 317.83.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You want to talk about the ridiculous propaganda piece demonizing the Tea Parties last night that aired 3 times and is going to air again today and throughout the week over and over again? A network with pathetic ratings like they have has to air something over and over again to have any effect. You're welcome to call in on that subject. Your take on the BP ongoing day 65, 66, I forget, and the aftermath of that and Obama pushing for his global carbon tax and a wellhead tax, a gas tax, so many taxes, who can keep count? If you wish to discuss the FCC, the Federal Trade Commission, there's three or four new articles today up on the Drudge Report about it, openly calling for censorship of the Internet and free speech. If you want to discuss the continued financial meltdown, the horrible jobless numbers that came out, gold blasting back to all-time highs today after the establishment failed to suppress it, the toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Let's start running through the news. Prosecutors want gag order on Blagojevich, defense lawyers say. Chicago Tribune. Well, of course they do. It's on record that he worked with Rahm Emanuel, that he came up under Axelrod as one of the proteges of Axelrod. Axelrod is their kingpin. And then, of course, above them is mob boss Daley. I mean, Chicago, no one debates that Chicago is full of great people and great pizza. But at the same time, it is Mafia Center USA. You don't get any more corrupt than the big city machine. And it's time to kick it out. And the bigger they are, the harder they fall. It's on record. Of course, we reported this a year and a half ago when Obama won the presidency. But now it's mainline news that for years as a congressman, and then, of course, as a senator, both Senator Obama and House member Rahm Emanuel had their homes paid for, not just in Chicago, but in D.C. by companies like, well, one of them, a big lobbyist for BP, they paid for the house for years. The $1 million-plus-a-year apartment condo of the White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel. And then, of course, Goldman Sachs and others paying for things for Obama. I mean, that is illegal on its face. On its face, it is illegal. They should be indicted right now. But don't forget who they've got as the attorney general. He was the deputy attorney general under Hillary Clinton and the butcher of Waco, Janet Reno. And Janet Reno, who on record was blackmailing Clinton the entire time with all of his crimes, was able to basically get away with murder, including murder at Waco. But government involvement in the murder, not suicide, of Vince Foster. This is a mafia crew. They enjoy heist. They enjoy bravado. They enjoy hubris. They enjoy the bold moves. And so Blagojevich has been trying to get all the tapes released, and the government's like, no, 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 because on those tapes is Axelrod and Emanuel and Barry Sitaro and all of them. And it's on record that they're in the tapes. How do you think this works? This is Chicago. And Goldman Sachs and others said, hey, we love this model. We want a Chicago crew. You know, these guys will get the job done. The globalist mafia sitting in New York and D.C. said, hey, we got some good boys here in Chicago. Oh, they're ruthless. They're bold. Let's get them in right now. Look at the foolish public. They think they're getting rid of Bush, who we owned. Now we're putting in our man Obama. We got so much dirt on him. And when we're done with him in 4 to 8 years, depending on how long, how much these schmucks out there buy, look at all these stupid people, hope and change. Oh, yeah, you're going to get a lot of change. We own all the horses in the race. Let me tell you, our guy, Don King, he owns both the fighters. But the idiots, they still pay $50, $60, $100 for pay-per-view. And they tune in and they watch a rig fight, just like they watch the rig ponies, just like they go to Vegas. Oh, look at the schmucks. There's nothing they won't put up with. There's nothing they won't go along with. There's nothing they won't buy. Soon all of America is going to be like Chicago, where our people run things, where they're disarmed, where we own the cops, we own the courts. We're going to take everybody's property because this country is ready to be pushed over. It's like a great big
mud pie and we're pigs that are going to wade into it. Tony Montana would say something else. This sounds like a great big, but you know what? I'm not going to say it here. The point is this country's ready to be brought down right now. These cowards, all they want to do is watch their football, their baseball, their World Cup. That's good. You watch that like little kids while the men steal everything you got. Good job, Blagojevich.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
You don't want no shackles on you, huh, bub? How about I break your legs? That'll teach you. The shackles is called government. We run the big central banks and the brokerage houses. We're going to take your money. If you don't like it, your wife and kids are dead. The SWAT teams work for us now.
And, of course, down in the South, they got the boss hogs. That's right. We run this county and this state. We're going to take anything we want. Again, it's time for the American people to stand up against this tyranny. So Blagojevich, he was just standard operating procedure, going, listen, Mac, I'm going to need some money for these appointments. You understand how it works here? Chicago Tribune, prosecutors want gag order on Blagojevich. Defense lawyers, Federal prosecutors are seeking a gag order to keep ex-Governor Rod Blagojevich and his lawyers from making public comments, saying Blagojevich has attempted to manipulate media coverage to gain favorable attention and influence the jury in his corruption case. And they're blocking him from bringing out all the tapes, which, of course, implicate the establishment. Here's another one. Another headline. Blago defense tries to link kickback to Obama contribution. That's out of the Chicago Tribune as well. No, the Chicago machine? I mean, it's come out that Rezko and others paid for his house in Chicago, half price. Oh, you want a $1 million house for $400,000? It's yours, pal. We're only sucking it off the little people. There's plenty of money to go around for you, a good CIA officer, a community organizer with the Ford Foundation, with the Rockefellers. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to go to your phone calls because you notice I just spent the last segment, part of this segment, on one story. And here's the type of headlines I have. Prosecutors want gag order on Blagojevich. Meanwhile, a woman pleads guilty to accessing Obama student loan records. Oh, yeah, they're watching those like a hawk. You try to find out about Barry Sitaro, and that's what his name is in the records, you're going to prison. Oh, you release footage of our troops massacring people? You're going to prison. You try to expose corruption? You're going to prison. You report a government crime that's been committed, you go to prison. Meanwhile, there's all these new big cash bonuses for turning in your neighbors for petty supposed crimes, tattling on your neighbors, lying about your neighbors. The feds are in there training the general public how to be informants, how to lie on the stand, because there's a lot of cash, a lot of money, a lot of power robbing and stealing. So what if society collapses? Tea Party Group calls on sponsors to drop Hardball. Well, I mean, the sponsors aren't going to drop. I mean, it's all defense contractors, drug companies, and others. They know they don't get a response being on MSNBC with 500,000 viewers on their top shows. They understand that. You know, what's an ad on MSNBC? $20,000 for 60 seconds. Meanwhile, you could go buy that ad for, say, $1,000 on something like Coast to Coast AM and reach 3 million people in a 15-minute listening time. On average, about 3 million tuned in any 15-minute segment, about 9 to 10 million, depending on the week, tuning in a night. 16 million a week overall or more. But no, you'd rather spend $20,000 on MSNBC with 500,000 watching. See, it's all a scam. Oh, you want three lines in a newspaper. We've run ads in the Statesman and gotten zero response. Zero. For a part-time nanny, for a part-time housekeeper to come once a week, you know, clean the house. No response. Zero. Zero. We've run ads in the Statesman for people to have job applicants for this office. Two or three phone calls. Can't speak English, because I guess the illegal aliens aren't online or something, or as many of them aren't. You put an ad in Craigslist for a nanny, hundreds of responses. You put an ad in Craigslist for somebody to work in / radio, TV, hundreds of responses. Incredibly qualified. Craigslist is free. The Statesman for two lines is $300. It's all a fraud, all a hoax, all a scam. MSNBC's a scam. The Austin American Statesman's a scam. It's a joke. It's a fraud. It's a laughing matter. $200 to advertise on my radio show for an ad. $200. For the amount of people you reach, the way the market is, you'd be paying about $5,000. Conservatively, 500,000 people listening every 15 minutes. That's conservatively. Just on AM and FM. We have more listeners every 15 minutes than Chris Matthews' entire show. We're 200. He's 20,000. Again, I'm already digressing. That's what I mean. Everything is a fraud. Everything is a scam. It's a giant, propped up, rotten illusion. And if you just get your hackles up, if you just get your hair up, if you get angry, if you get fired up and never stop and realize you're committed and you're not going to stop exposing the New World Order and you're not going to stop supporting alternative media and you're not going to stop pointing your finger at the government saying you're a bunch of lawless New York crime machine, Chicago crime machine. That's who took over. The New York crime machine and Chicago crime machine. You know who invented controlling local city governments and having governments invest money in fake schemes? Al Capone did 80 plus years ago. He would go down and hang out with the Rockefeller family in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and gamble for months and have, you know, sex with 2-3 hookers a day. That's on record. Al Capone worked with the Rockefellers. They would hang out in Hot Springs, Arkansas. It's all on record. And they invented having Chicago 80 years ago plus invest your tax money in fake schemes. Now, they took that model in the 40s and created the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports. It's mafia. Our government is run by mafia. And they run the CIA. They run the FBI. DynCorp runs the child kidnapping rings on record. No one stops them. They don't get in trouble. It's just a totally lawless group of criminals that ship in all the drugs they want. They murder whoever they want. They run insurance scams in every major city, taking insurance out on people and murdering them. They have hit teams on the police departments that carry out the murders. It is just a completely rotten group, and they've decided to go ahead and implode the economy fully and take all your pension funds and rob everything, because why should you, a schmuck in their eyes, why should you, a chump, a sucker, an ignoramus fool, be allowed to have anything? Because you see a government official, a government uniform, you fall down on your face and start worshiping them. Why shouldn't they take everything you've got? You know, I knew this over a decade ago. Local lawyers told me this off record that work in the city. But since then, the last 6 months, it's been in mainstream news, become a big scandal that Walmart takes $2-3 million out on these greeters. Now, at least they don't kill them like the local hit teams do in every city. Oh, yeah, they take it out on your grandma. She never knows there was a million on her. They kill her. They love old people. It's their favorite. They'll just sneak in, poison their food. They'll have a heart attack, and they get the cash that way. Nobody suspects, so they control the coroner. Oh, yeah, this is your folks. This is a murder team you're talking. They just, I mean, you want the whole truth. You want to know how this whole thing works? Well, going back to Walmart, they take $2-3 million out. They've got actuaries. They know that 79-year-old who's had double bypasses statistically is going to die at a certain point. They take out the insurance on them through the insurance pooling deal. They've got deals with the insiders with kickbacks inside the insurance companies. They know they're going to get $2-3 mil. It's going to pay out every year, and that's why they stick those near-death people up there at the fronts of the things greeting you. It's nothing but betting on the craps tables, and you love it. They know when the cancer viruses, RNA they've implanted in you, are going to kick in and activate. They know when you're going to be sterilized. By the way, you know, I oversimplify things. I was talking last week about how the estrogen-mimicking hormones, this is now, again, all over the news. They've known it from day one. Thousands of different combinations of plastic. And worldwide, in the 50s, they standardized and had tax breaks, you name it. If certain types of plastic were adopted as liners in cans, liners in food containers, now it's in juice box containers, water containers, that leaches estrogen mimickers into it. They're also carcinogenic. So you wonder why 5-year-old girls are now going into puberty. It used to be amazing when the 8-year-olds were. Now it's 5-year-olds. You wonder why the females are hyper-feminine and the men are becoming effeminate. And I pointed out that that's why homosexuality is way up. And I got emails saying the Romans were homosexual. The Greeks were. Yes, I know that. I understand that that goes on previously in history. I'm not saying there aren't people that have that sexual preference. I'm saying it's increased chemically. That's why they have frogs that are now bisexual, who are hermaphrodites, and fish, in some areas, almost all of them, where they're dumping these chemicals into the water supply. So much of it is in our sewage that passes through us, birth control, estrogen-mimicking plastics, that the frogs are hermaphrodites. statistically, you can pull up the numbers, in the last 30 years, there are a lot more hermaphrodites in the Western world, people being born with both sexual organs. That isn't a preference, folks. Those people are screwed up from the chemicals that they got in utero through the placenta. I've read the studies. But yes, it's my fault that I got four or five emails that I saw. I'm sure there was more, you know, saying, hey, you know, how come there were people that were gay before? Obviously, I know that. I'm saying an artificial increase in it. Okay? Look, little girls aren't supposed to go into puberty when they're five. They're not supposed to go until they're 12 or 13. Boys are effeminate. They're on estrogen. All right, I'm going to shut up. I said I'd take your calls. It's just a total crime syndicate. Don't you get it? You've been gullible. You've been stupid. I've been stupid. I've been lazy. We're in deep, deep trouble here. You know what? I'm just going to suspend covering. I mean, I haven't even gotten to it. I mean, just look at this. Sea creatures flee oil spill, gather near shore. Thousands of dolphins, big sharks. Well, but it's amazing to go videotape that. But again, you have no First Amendment. Armed goons just show up and even kick ABC, CBS, CNN off the beach. People say, well, why don't I go there? I can't do everything. Yeah, it'd be an interesting story for me to go to Louisiana and show guys threatening to throw me off the beach and, okay, I get thrown in jail. I mean, we know. I would go there if it wasn't being reported that they were arresting people and throwing them off. But it's admitted. I can play you a YouTube clip and show it to you. But that's the tyranny. Sea creatures flee oil spill, gather near shore. Dolphins and sharks are showing up in surprisingly shallow water just off the Florida coast. Mullets, crabs, rays, and small fish congregate by the thousands off an Alabama pier. Birds covered in oil are crawling deep into the marshes, never to be seen again. Marine scientists studying the effects of BP disaster are seeing more strange phenomenon. Fish and wildlife seem to be fleeing the oil out of the Gulf and clustering in cleaner waters along the coast in a trend that some researchers see as a potentially troubling sign. Well, what happens when a volcano goes off and spews lava into the ocean? Animals die. I'm not saying this is good. The point is, this is not the end of the world. The media is distracting you. What could be the end of the world is an attack on Iran. I'm going to cover that next hour. Yes, that could be the end of civilization as we know it. This earth was born out of fire. It was born out of going through the Kuiper Belt every 25 million years. Being hit by thousands in a million-year period of giant asteroids destroying all life, all large life on the planet, and then coming back from plants and plankton and smaller organisms. This Earth is pot-marked. Look at the surface of the moon. Look at Shoemaker Levy going into Saturn. Breaking up into five pieces, blowing holes in Saturn's atmosphere bigger than the Earth. Okay, this oil spill is not wormwood. It is not one-third of the world's oceans dying. But genetically engineered nanotech getting into the ocean could be. That's the real threat. And they've got thousands of companies around the clock randomly splicing genetics, looking for advancements in healthcare and advancements in weapons and advancement in microprocessing that could create wormwood. That's the passage in the Bible. Wormwood. Beached wood, rotten. On the side of the ocean shore, one-third of the animals dead. That is not what has happened, and that is not what's going to happen. Obama administration spends $1.2 billion on cycling and walking initiatives. Yeah, 3 months ago in the Wall Street Journal, the head of the Transportation Department said, our job is dismantling the use of cars, not funding highways, and ending industrialized society. What have you heard from all these people? What have you heard? I saw more quotes just today by administration officials, not public servants, about how it's their job to dismantle our industrial society. They're doing a great job. There's no industry left. But their powerhouse, China, is growing 10%+ growth rate every year because they know how to kill off their population. They know how to serve the New World Order. And the article goes on, the London Telegraph, to say it's to get people out of their cars, which sounds reasonable if you want to, but not that cars are bad. See, the secret is they built our country with the big highways and the megacities based on sprawl, based on the highways. There's no way to reverse this. They got us right where they want us. The Pentagon designed it where we're dependent on fossil fuels, dependent on superhighways, and now they're going to cut that off to us. Now they're going to bankrupt you and drive you into globalist submission. Here's another one. New Orleans runs $5 million anti-British campaign paid for by BP, blaming it on the British people and saying this isn't the first time New Orleans has survived the British attack. Yeah, when the British Navy came in and Andrew Jackson fought them off. I guess you could say the majority. It's not even a majority, but the biggest group. What is it, 27% of the shareholders are British? And it's broken up in other countries? The Dutch are the next, the Americans the next. I mean, it's a red herring. Yeah, let's blame the British. Let's blame the average Brit under New World Order control, having their water poisoned, their food poisoned, global government coming down on them, being sucked into the euro. And they run stupid ads about America will stand up against the British. What does that have to do with anything? It's another distraction. Meanwhile, the chairman of BP can't even speak proper English. Iran threatens to stop Western ships as subjected to cargo inspection. That's going to be our top story after I take calls. Crude oil drops in prices. Gold rises after jobless claims. 100 Italian economists say austerity, that means higher taxes, less government services, will destroy Europe. It's meant to destroy you. That's the name of the game, command destruction. It's all on record. It's all coming up, and I promise I'm going to Lawrence, Jim, Ernie, Fred, Wayne, and others straight ahead. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites. Stay with us.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
The global parasites have an advantage over us because we just can't believe how criminal and how wicked and how evil and how bloodthirsty and abusive and sickening and arrogant and over the top they are. They're so bold. But you notice they always talk to you in a real sweet, fatherly or motherly NPR voice, the politicians. Shh, shh, shh. We're not with the extremist. We're the mainstream. Don't raise your voice. Don't get excited. It's like the computer, the HAL 9000 in 2001 Space Odyssey. Dave, I don't see any reason for us to talk anymore. I've killed your partner, the other astronaut, and now I'm going to kill you. Goodbye, Dave. And we're supposed to go, oh, you're talking to us in a soft Dave voice. By the way, they talked about mind control last night on MSNBC. I couldn't believe it. They hate Glenn Beck so much that they actually admitted that he's using manipulative psychological warfare techniques. But see, they're actually tattling on themselves. That shows that they realize what they're doing and that they use those techniques all the time consciously. All those techniques are just based on normal human persuasiveness. What you got is a bunch of losers who aren't passionate, who aren't charismatic, who aren't persuasive, who lie to themselves and tell themselves there's all these techniques to manipulate. No, the truth is what is powerful. And that's something you can't ever compare to. That's why Glenn Beck has taken on a lot of the truth and attached it to his hermit crab shell as camouflage. But he has been exposed as well. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm going to talk about that more coming up when I get into the MSNBC piece. Don't forget, folks, that your purchase of books, videos, T-shirts, ball caps, citizen rule books from the Infowars.com online video bookstore is what makes this radio show and what we do here possible. We have two different shopping carts available, the new shopping cart and the old Yahoo shopping cart. They're both excellent up on Infowars.com. I want to thank all of you that have supported us by buying books, videos, and materials and who have made copies of my films and gotten them out to everybody. So, again, Infowars.com. Let's go to Fred just hung up, so we'll go to Lawrence in California. Lawrence, you're on the air. Welcome.
How are you doing, Alex?
I'm doing all right, Lawrence. What's on your mind?
Oh, man. I first and foremost, I just got to salute you. I want to thank you personally for unplugging me from the Matrix. You know, to me, you're like the Morpheus and I'm the Neo. You helped me so far. Because of you and your efforts, I have I'm a musician from California. I've been doing music for some of 10 years now, and I've have not had my eyes open like this ever. So about a year ago, I came across a couple of the documentaries you did, the Obama decision and the fall of the Republic.
Yes,
and all those good documentaries actually pushed me to actually start writing my own book.
Good.
It's called The Red Pill, which I don't have to tell you what it's about. But,
it's about waking up, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, that's a great name for a book, The Red Pill.
Yes. It actually came from one of your videos that I seen on YouTube when you was doing YouTube videos. And I actually said, you know, that's a good idea. And I went and I pushed for it and I started working on that book.
Yeah, I was describing everybody that goes out and takes action and gets the word out is literally delivering red pills to people. It's their choice whether they take it or not. For those that don't know from the movie Matrix, you take the red pill and you go down to Alice in Wonderland. You find out how deep the rabbit hole goes. Take the blue pill. You're back in the Matrix. Stay there. We'll be back in 1 minute. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.